Our topic for today is relief for fear and phobias. In A Course in Miracles, we are taught that all of our misery comes from the strange idea that we are powerless. As an infant, the world is quick to cater to your every need, at least for most people. When you are hungry, you are fed. When you are cold, you are provided warmth. Your every need is anticipated and then attended to. You felt loved and powerful. Then somewhere along the way, something startled you or surprised you, something you didn't understand. Maybe it was the sudden loss of a loved one. Maybe you felt pain. Maybe you saw someone get hurt. Then all of a sudden, your sense of fearlessness began to wane. All it takes is one negative event or trauma, and your whole feeling of safety can shift to a feeling of being vulnerable and powerless. For some people, their greatest fear is illness or death. For others, their fear is about suffering, poverty, or homelessness. And yet for others, their fears may be about loneliness, rejection, or abandonment. Fear has many forms. There is the fear of being judged, persecuted, or rejected. The fear of running out of money. The fear of being sued. The fear of loss. Loss of loved ones, loss of home, loss of life due to storms, earthquakes, war, and the list goes on and on. And then there are phobias, like the fear of heights, fear of airplanes, fear of spiders, needles, dentists, darkness, fire, or even water. Over time, these fears build up, and before you know it, you are consumed with them. Without realizing it, you spend your life in defense, trying to keep what you fear from happening. This is not living, it is surviving. In the Course, it says that God's will is your happiness, and that He would never offer pain to you. It also teaches that there is no power outside of you, because there is nothing separate from you. You are one with everything. The reason you see separated people and things and conditions is because you've accepted the idea that you are separated from God, which is not true. Because you accepted this false idea, you're now projecting that idea into the world you see. As a result, the power you once knew to be within you is now considered to be outside of you. All power is within you. There is nothing outside of you. This may be something you understand conceptually, but it's hard to accept when you still have fearful memories or painful events in your mind. You compare everything you see to your library of the past, and then you decide whether it's good or it's bad, and how you will respond to it. This kind of defense against pain ensures the past repeats over and over again. Every time you see something that reminds you of your fear, you use what you see to validate the fear and you reinforce it. Your thoughts create your experiences. Fearful thoughts create fearful experiences. Peaceful thoughts create peaceful experiences. There is a way out of this cycle of defending against more pain and fear. The way out of fear and pain is a two-pronged approach. First, you will need to neutralize the fear that you have created as a result of your past events. We can do this together with prayer and EFT. Second, you will need to turn everything over that is bringing up your fear to your higher wisdom, and then ask how to respond for a peaceful outcome. Peace is the only goal that will lead you to a happy outcome. You cannot know how to orchestrate the details so that peace can be accomplished. Your part is to choose peace, and then your higher wisdom will accomplish the goal for you and through you. With these two steps of neutralizing the negative charges of the past and then setting the goal of peace, your inner guide will help you to create a future filled with peace, happiness, and abundance. If there are steps to be taken, your inner guide will tell you what they are. The way you'll know if you need to do something directly is that you'll feel peaceful and compelled to take action. There are times when you feel that you must do something, but you are feeling anxious and compelled, not peaceful and compelled. It's important to wait until you feel both peaceful and compelled at the same time. Then you will know you are listening to your higher wisdom. We have an extensive class on this subject. It's called Advancement in Spirituality, but I'll do my best to summarize these concepts in this series. Let's get started on releasing your fears, your phobias, and all the negative charges from your past. Go ahead and take a long, deep, cleansing breath and tune in to your greatest fear. Before you decide what it is, pause and ask what it is. You may be surprised by what comes to your mind. You're already learning how to ask for guidance. Your inner guidance will respond to your slightest invitation. Once you have a sense of the fear, notice whether it is old or it's new. How big is it on a scale from 1 to 10, with 10 being the most intense? Is there a time when this fear escalates or it gets worse? Now that you're in touch with it, you can start tapping over your heart and repeat after me. Say, even though I have this fear, I am willing to see it differently. Even though I have this fear, I am turning it over and giving it to God. Let's go to the other side of the chest. Even though I have this fear, I am willing to have a peaceful, happy outcome in all respects. Let's go to the top of the head. I release this fear. I allow myself to feel safe, peaceful, and calm. Let's go to the eyebrow point. I choose peace instead of this fear. Going to the side of the eye, I accept myself exactly as I am, whether I have this fear or whether I don't. I'm doing the best I know how. Let's go under the eye. I release this fear, and I love and forgive myself without judgment. Let's go under the nose. I am willing to release the past and all the frustration, all the shock, all the trauma that brought about this fear. I allow the highest possible outcome for everyone involved. Now let's go to the chin point. I release this fear. I allow my higher wisdom to handle everything on my behalf. I trust that I am safe and everything will be okay. I trust that my loved ones are safe and everything will be okay. Let's go back to the top of the heart. I forgive myself for this fear. I have carried it long enough. I allow God to take it from me, to heal my thoughts and restore my mind to peace. Let's go to the other side of the chest. I am willing to trust that everything is working together for my highest good. Now to the middle of the chest, I allow myself to have a complete and total healing regarding this fear. Let's go to the side of the hand. I release the past. I allow my mind to be calm and peaceful regardless of my fear and regardless of my circumstances. Let's go now inside the knees to the tapping point on the side of your knee. I am willing to allow my higher wisdom to guide me in every step I take. Let's go to the top of the heart. I am willing to trust that I will have everything I need to ensure a happy and peaceful outcome. And let's finish with the side of the hand. I release this fear once and for all. I am determined to choose peace instead of this fear. As I choose one, I forfeit the other. I allow my mind and my heart to be healed and restored to peace. Let's pause and take a long, deep, cleansing breath, allowing yourself to completely, totally let this fear go, turning it over and giving it to God, taking it from you and replacing it with His love, His comfort, and His grace. Let's do one more quick round by tapping over the heart. I release all remaining fear, any part I am holding on to, any part I am reluctant to release. I am determined to trust my future is safe. God is with me. I have nothing to fear. Let's go to the other side of the chest. I completely release this fear. I choose peace. I want happiness. I am determined to accept God's will for my happiness in the place of this fear. Let's go to the side of the hand. I have carried this fear long enough. I have the capacity to move beyond it. I have the strength to turn it over. I have the wisdom to allow my guide to show me everything so I can be free once and for all. Let's pause again, taking another deep, long cleansing breath, absolutely releasing this from your heart, no matter how old it is, how long it's been with you, wherever it came from. Remember that we are choosing things that were not true in the first place, and if we will let them go today, the truth and the peace of God can be restored to our mind. We already have it. It's already ours. We are simply letting go of what is not true. Let's finish with this final prayer. Dear God, we come to you today and we bring to you whatever it is that we are afraid of, whatever it is that is keeping us awake at night, whatever it is that is causing us to feel anxious or sad or disappointed or uncomfortable. We are bringing it to you, and we ask that you would replace it with your love, your comfort, and your peace. Today we are willing to see everything differently. We release the past. We are determined to leave a space for you to heal our mind, to take all of our judgments and misperceptions and to replace them with the truth. We will borrow your certainty that we are safe, we are loved, and we are entitled to happiness and abundance. We ask that we could trade all of our fearful thoughts and replace them with your loving, peaceful thoughts. And last, we make a reservation for peace. Thank you in advance that whatever it is we are fearing, whatever it is we are worrying about, today we make a reservation for peace in all respects, that we will completely turn this over and we will allow you to handle it, to align all the means to accomplish our goal of peace. We accept your will for our happiness. We accept only what you have given, and we release the rest, and we let it go. Thy will be done. Amen. Thank you all for joining me. In A Course in Miracles, in Lesson 47, which is called God is the Strength in Which I Trust, it says, God is your safety in every circumstance. His voice speaks for him in all situations and in every aspect of all situations, telling you exactly what to do to call upon his strength and his protection. There are no exceptions because God has no exceptions. In Lesson 48, it's titled, There is Nothing to Fear, and it says this, The presence of fear is a sure sign that you are trusting in your own strength. The awareness that there is nothing to fear shows that somewhere in your mind, though not necessarily in a place you recognize as yet, you have remembered God, and let his strength take the place of your weakness. The instant you are willing to do this, there is indeed nothing to fear. Together, we place our future in the hands of God. Remember always to expect miracles. This is Robin Duncan with the Miracle Center of California. If you haven't done so already, you can download a free copy of our EFT Tapping Points diagram from the EFT training page on our website at miraclecenterofca.com, or you can watch one of our training videos on how to combine EFT with prayer on our YouTube channel at Robin Duncan 100.